The World This Week, Politics.
America's House of Representatives ejected Kevin McCarthy as Speaker, the first time in history someone has been ousted from the job. His downfall was initiated by Matt Gaetz, a far-right congressman, after Mr. McCarthy secured the passage of a last-minute bill to avoid a government shutdown with Democratic support. The bill keeps the government functioning only until November 17th. Mr. Gaetz said it was a sellout. In the ballot that decided Mr. McCarthy's fate, a handful of rebellious Republicans joined the Democrats to fire him. California's governor, Gavin Newsom, appointed LaFonza Butler to the Senate seat left vacant by the death of Dianne Feinstein. Ms. Feinstein was elected to the seat in 1992 and, aged 90, was the oldest member of the chamber. Ms. Butler is a lesbian and only the third black female senator ever. She is a close ally of Kamala Harris, America's vice president, who was the second black woman to be elected to the Senate. Donald Trump's trial for business fraud began in New York. The civil charges against him are in addition to the accusation that Mr. Trump and his business inflated the value of his assets in order to secure loans. The judge, there is no jury, has already ruled that Mr. Trump committed repeated and persistent fraud in that matter. Robert Fico was hoping to become Slovakia's prime minister again after his party came first in a general election and sought to form a governing coalition. Mr. Fico, a pro-Russian populist nationalist, has been prime minister twice before, resigning in 2018 amid mass protests during a political crisis over the murder of a journalist. He has pledged to stop sending arms to Ukraine. The European Union's foreign ministers held a meeting in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, the first time they have gathered in a non-EU country. They pledged more help for Ukraine, but the once steadfast support for defending it has wobbled lately. As well as the election of Mr. Fico, Poland has got into a row with Ukraine over grain exports and is not sending it more weapons. And America's Republicans have blocked extra funding for Ukraine in Congress's emergency spending package. Rishi Sunak, Britain's Prime Minister, announced that the leg of a high-speed rail project connecting Birmingham to Manchester will be scrapped. The cost of HS2 soared from an initial £37.5 billion in 2009, then $62 billion, to an estimated £100 billion. Mr. Sunak thinks the money could be better spent on transport links between northern cities.